All right, let's bow together in prayer.
Father and God in heaven, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the good things you do for us over and over and over again. We appreciate so very much your bountiful blessings from above. Appreciate daily bread. Spiritual blessings you provided through Jesus, your Son. We're thankful for this evening, a time that we may again present ourselves before you in devotion and worship. We're thankful for friendship and fellowship we enjoy so much. We pray for one another often again this evening. We ask blessings for safety for those who are traveling. We ask for reunion. For so many of our number experiencing various illnesses, on their behalf, we pray for their well-being. We ask you to bless them as only you can, and those that tend to them. We pray for those who experience anxiety and care and concern over family and friends who are experiencing troublesome times. We ask you to bless us with the ability to encourage those who have fallen and lift up those who are weak. Simply bless us as we present ourselves before you in our ministry and our stewardship. In all things, we pray you receive the glory and the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All the songs that I've chosen this evening come from the back of the book where it says, it's titled, there's a series of songs that says, Heaven's Call. Songs we use for hymns of encouragement, invitation. So there's several songs that we'd like to just kind of take note of tonight. Number 916 is first. 916.
There is coming a day when no heartaches shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on the happy golden shore. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be. Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be. My Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Oh, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be.
Number 917.
I bring my sins to thee, the sins I cannot count, that all may cleanse and be in thy once open fount. I bring them, Savior, all to thee. The burden is too great for me. The burden is too great for me. I bring my grief to thee, the grief I cannot tell. No word shall my Savior and my King. To Thee, my Savior and my King.
Then number 920.
Whosoever heareth shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send a proclamation over them and hill. It's the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will the promise secure. Whosoever will forever must endure. Whosoever will his life forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. This the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come.
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you in the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used in his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have already obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in the absence, continue to work on your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and everything you have blessed us with, Lord. Be with those who were unable to meet with us tonight. Help them with their spiritual needs, physical needs, and emotional needs, Lord. Help us to see the good works in you that you have prepared for us, and to serve you in a Christ-like manner. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
908.
There's a stranger at the door. Let him in. He has been there off before. Let him in. Let him in ere he is gone. Let him in the Holy One, Jesus Christ, the Father's Son.
9:22.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy heart and thine alone, and change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Number 9:27.
Why keep Jesus waiting, waiting in the cold? He will hear you gently, gently to his fold. See him so whole and open, I am born. Oh, why keep Jesus waiting, waiting at the door? Hear
the knock
is softly, softly o'er and o'er. Hear him so and open, I am born. Why keep Jesus waiting, knocking at the door? Soon he'll cease his pleading, yes, soul, obey him, I implore.
9:35.
Sinners Jesus will receive, sound this word of grace to all. Through the heavenly pathway lead, all who linger, all who fall. Amen.
from the, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, 1 through, I believe you said 9, right? Yeah. This portion of Scripture has a Scripture that has been nominated for the Hall of Fame of Scriptures. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. So when you listen for chapter 4, verse 6, it's quite a Scripture. Therefore, my beloved brother, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement and also the rest of my fellow workers whose names are written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have heard and received and heard and seen of me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your many blessings. We're thankful for your word, and we're thankful for the promises it holds for us. We're thankful, Father, for the people who've written songs and have taken your word and put these your word to music with melodies which gives us hope and encouragement, and we can sing and sing our praise to you, Heavenly Father, which is praise you so richly deserve. So thank you so much, Father, for the songwriters who have sung these, and Christians who have sung these songs down through the centuries. We also want to hold up, Father, many names that need your help. I'm thinking especially of Chris and Robbie and Penny and Mike and others whose names I recall. Give them peace and comfort, Father, and especially peace of mind. Thank you again for all your blessings and for all that you do for us. We pray for forgiveness of sins, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Reminds me, on Sunday evenings, started a sermon series on the book of Philippians. We've just done two lessons, one an introductory lesson in looking at Paul's missionary journey where he founded or began the church in Philippi with a businesswoman named Lydia and a jailer and their household. Then last Sunday evening, we just started Philippians chapter 1, the first 11 verses, and I kind of highlighted the things that promote fellowship, or things that are described fellowship, and they should exist in our congregation. Sunday evening, Lord willing, Philippians 1 verse 12 begins with Paul saying, "The things that happened to me," and we'll cover about 8 or 9 verses and look at what Paul says happened to him, his imprisonment, but also the benefits of that imprisonment. We might title it "There's Joy in Adversity." Can work together for good, but Paul begins, "That happened to me." So sometimes even people might get discouraged. Wait a minute, our good friend is in prison. Paul said, "Oh, wait a minute. Look what happened. Look what has happened because of that." So that's next Sunday night, Lord willing. Number 943.
Have you a heart that's weary, standing alone of care? Are you a soul that sings? Do you know my Jesus? Do you
Typical invitation songs like "Just As I Am" and "I Am Resolved." And there's a dozen songs I know that I could have chosen too, but I just thought we'd sing some of these. I like the message, and many of them, I like message all of them, but some of these were especially, I think, important, or there was some emphasis on salvation. Don't forget, we do have a potluck. There's plenty of food. I already looked. After we have our closing prayer, give some people time to make some final preparations and set up, and then those of us who are still out here, we'll send out the call. All things are ready. So I look forward to that. Not only do we enjoy a time of praise together here, but enjoy friendship and fellowship too. If you'd like to stay, you're very welcome to do that. So let's bow together, and then we'll be dismissed, and then have a grand expectation of fellowship too. Our Father in heaven, again, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the bountiful blessings from above, for our time together this evening. Appreciate the opportunity we have to present ourselves before you in songs and prayers and communion and offering. We pray that you'll bless us from above as only you can. We pray you'll have blessings on the hands that made many preparations for our refreshments. We pray from our refreshments time together that we'll be strengthened physically, but we ask that you strengthen us in faith, in ministry, discipleship, in service, benevolence, in missions. Help us to be more diligent in our discipleship. And again, in all things, we pray you receive the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name.